The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, John Stadtmiller. Have been for over 13 years on this edition of the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting. Been doing this for about a quarter of a century now. And kind of strange, made the announcement here that Al Whitney is going to be joining us this hour. We tried to Skype her, and there was nothing there. And in order to get a hold of her, that's why the bump for the top of the hour bump I was late coming back in on, because I'm trying to call her. And magically, it says, oh, the service provider is not working right now. Try your call later. Al, do I have you now? Come in, Al Whitney. I'm sorry? He's trying to connect. You got her?
I'm here.
Ah, there she is. Hey, did you know your service provider temporarily suspended your phone?
No.
I just tried to call you at the top of the hour, and it told me, oh, the service provider can't be, this call can't be connected. Try later.
Oh, you know what? I have a what's called a telebouncer. Great little device. But if it's set, sometimes in the phone, I was trying to call you, so if you're calling and the telebouncer's on, that's the message you get, but it just means it's busy.
Okay. By the way, Al Whitney has a program on this network on Saturdays. It's called In Defense of Humanity, and I've got Vince Finelli on with me, and I describe Vince as the guy that shows up, and he always walks away with bloody knuckles. And I kind of described him to you today, or the reverse, rather, you to him today, as kind of that same kind of person that just rolls up their sleeves and is not going to take any crap.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah. although not quite eloquent as an introduction, but people on this network know who you are. Have you ever spoken to Vince Finelli?
I don't think so. I was listening to your first hour, and I find him very interesting, and it's great that he's doing pretty much kind of what I'm telling people to do, which is, you know, respond back and ask for, you know, what evidence do you have that I owe this? I mean, this sort of thing. And if you do it in a nice way, they're kind of stuck, you know, because they don't have anything.
Well, most people don't realize that, though. When the state huffs and puffs and blows your house down, or attempts to, people, yes, all they do is shake and shudder, because they're under threat that if you do not comply, we're just going to come in and wipe you out.
Well, one of the things I do, Vince, is when I'm kind of debating whether or not I owe something, I start the letter out with, this is not a refusal to pay. And then I move on to ask for, show me that I owe it, okay? Yep. And that sort of disarms them. They're sort of stuck, because you're saying, I'm not saying I won't pay. I just want evidence that I owe it. And sometimes I think it might turn them around faster if they think that they haven't really got a battle. All they have to do is come up with proof. And if they don't have the proof, and you've got it in writing that you were willing to cooperate, but they didn't have any proof you owed it, that makes their case even that much weaker.
Mm-hmm. One of the ways I look at it is I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and they're employees.
Right.
And so they don't have the same drive to be successful that I do. And I believe that they're under some kind of a compensation system that rewards them for revenue generated. So what that means to me is they're on a treadmill that is time based. So the faster they get revenue in, the better it is for them. The longer it takes, the worse it is for them. So what I do is I let them know I've got all the time in the world, and I'm willing to cooperate. I'm willing to help them, but they have to prove their case.
Exactly.
They have to show me why. And what I let them know is that this is not going to be easy because I've got lots of questions. And I'm willing to answer some of them as long as I feel they're justified. And I put them on notice. I don't threaten them. I just say it's going to take a long time. And I'm willing to do that because we want to do this right. And we want to make sure that everybody gets full credit for everything he and she does. And I let them know that they will get full credit for everything they do, including...
Right.
If I need to build a blog to make sure they get credit.
You know, and they are very much afraid of this accountability, I have found. They like to send out letters, you know, signed it from a department. I've gotten letters like that signed from Parks and Recreation and no name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that proves to me the one thing they do not like is any hint of accountability. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're making them accountable.
Well, and I learned that from the police. And here's how it works. When a cop pulls someone over, they get lots of help. And it's not just one cop car. It's two, three, four. And so they arrive en masse. And they make sure that they keep everybody safe. It's only the cops that have the guns and the bulletproof vests and the tasers and the handcuffs and all that. So they want to make sure that everyone's safe by overwhelming force. So what happens is that's what the state does. And they're afraid of being individually singled out, as you mentioned. So that's what I do. I tell them that I'm going to make them famous for everything that they're doing. All the good work that they're doing, they will be known for that.
I like that word you use. Rather than infamous, you use the word famous.
Yeah, yeah. And so what I really believe is that, well, let me give you a simple example, Al and John. When we had our first expo, I decided to do this above board, and I went to the city of Springfield, Missouri, to get a permit to do this. And I had to pay for a license. It was only $25. No big deal. So I show up, and the gal that I'm going to meet with, I just showed up, okay? I didn't say, Vin Fenella, USA Prepares, Expo, here's where it's going to be. I didn't do that. I just showed up. I called to make sure I'd have everything I needed, but I didn't really delineate exactly what I was doing. And they had a gal on a computer ready for me. She was already figuring out who she was going to send license applications to. She wanted me to do her work for her. So this is what they do. They want information about everything. That's what the government does. It collects information about everything and everyone they possibly can. That's the business they're in. And once they collect it, they want more. So if you have a website and you sell something, they want revenue. If you get a building permit to expand your back deck by 2 feet on one side and 4 feet on the other, it's not to make sure you don't slip and fall and break your neck on shoddy craftsmanship. It's so that they can tax you for the extra square footage. That's what this is all about.
Well, yes. I mean, I kind of concluded there's another level here now that they have international building codes. The bankers want all of these permits and all these the building standards to meet the kind of standards that would make when the houses get a mortgage, okay, it would make it less risky for the bankers. What we've watched and I personally experienced when I want to buy a house, we wanted to buy the house behind me and we were getting it for a very reasonable price. considering it needed so much work. What I discovered is that the bankers would not give us a mortgage unless we put like $15,000 in escrow to guarantee that the work would be done. That has changed. I used to be in real estate. You used to be able to buy a house as is, and it would be priced as is, and then you could fix it up as you go along. Mm-hmm. But now they won't give mortgages unless the house, if it's been remodeled, unless it's been permitted. So I think that's the bankers back into our business again, in my opinion.
Bankers are the root of all evil, folks. And it isn't the love of money. It's that greed with the middleman collecting the interest. You were in real estate. What was, Al, you remember this? When somebody listed a home and you were showing it, you had a buyer. What was the first thing that you did? You had to run down to the courthouse and file the paperwork, right?
When there was a contract?
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't usually file paperwork on a purchase contract. It's when it's closed that they run right down and file paperwork.
Well, and in that closure, what that does is it dumps you right into the system. Ta-da! Oh, well, you bought this home. Isn't that nice? Okay, well, you got your insurances. Those are mandatory. Oh, by the way, the property tax is now attached to that property. They don't even give you an opportunity to go after a lotal title.
No, they don't. In fact, it's right in the mortgage and promissory note that you will pay the taxes.
Yep. Now, isn't that funny? I just, you know, it's just this little closed-loop system that keeps dragging you right back into that system. You know, yes. down here in Texas, what they did with school taxes, oh, they just ran that right through the property tax.
Right.
And you know, your property tax is something that has to be paid, and of course, you know, that's the money is put in escrow in that account, and that's rolled into the mortgage payment and the insurances and all this other stuff. Well, a lot of people didn't even realize that they were being taxed on the schools down here in Texas through that property tax. Somebody got the idea, wait a minute, I don't think that's legal. It totally changed the taxing system for the schools down here in Texas because they had to back off of that.
And all they had to do, truthfully, is put these terms and conditions in the mortgage contract or promissory note. Once they got that in there, they've got you under contract to pay it. And people don't realize that. And when you go to a closing, the last one I was went to, there were like 8 pages of terms and conditions. I mean, they put everything in there. And when you read it, of course, you realize on the very first page, you're a tenant.
Yeah.
And they just slide right over that one at closing, like, oh, doesn't mean anything, right?
Yeah. Well, look, guys, time is slipping by here. And Al, you came up, and I applaud you for doing this, because patient rights. And Vince here, I don't know, if you were here, if you heard the first hour, he's got Dr. Norm Shealy on. What day do you have him on, Vin?
Norm Shealy is on every Wednesday, listened to on RBN on Thursdays.
Okay, and then Dr. Wallach of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie, he is on what day?
Friday. He's on Friday, first hour.
Okay.
So he'd be rebroadcast Monday.
Okay, so he's been doing this for a very long time. Now, you have somebody close to you that is a retired medical doctor. And, well, Al, there was some serious health problems that cropped up. And I don't want to, I'll let you tell the story. And this is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that spurred you to do this patient's right of informed dissent.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I've been talking about healthcare and looking at healthcare. I have family members in the field, and we've been criticizing it pretty much because we think it's just moved into for-profit care rather than patient care. And we watched that develop over the years. But a close family member in January had a critical emergency. There was no question this individual had to go to the emergency room, had to be admitted, was in critical condition, close to death. And so this wasn't a question of taking supplements anymore or eating right. I mean,
right.
This was life-threatening. And it got my attention. Now I am in the system, looking at the system from the inside with someone I care very much about, their life pretty much hanging by a thread. So now you start to really watch who's doing what, who's saying what, what are the procedures. I was given a copy of everything that signatures were requested on. I paid close attention to what they wanted, what they were asking, what they were doing. Okay? And honestly, John, I was shocked. I knew things had kind of gotten out of control. I just didn't know it was that bad. Particularly when you are in critical condition, and most people in that situation, they just don't have the wherewithal to fight back. I mean, they're just stunned. They're in shock. They're just, you know, praying in the corner. And fortunately, I was able to be a little more rational. And boy, what an eye-opener, John. It was such an eye-opener how the system has changed, how parasitic it is, how greedy they are. And
sloppy and lazy is the term that comes to mind, because it used to be that we had the cutting-edge medical technologies. We had the number one health care in the world, I do believe. I don't think I'm being braggadocious there. And we didn't have the insurance companies paying the middleman. I think I told you earlier today, Al, that when I worked for General Motors, I had a serious knee injury, blew out an ACL. Well, that was 30 years ago, and I had Blue Cross, Blue Shield. They billed Blue Cross, Blue Shield over $30,000. That was 30 years ago. I started digging around in Blue Cross, Blue Shield, especially out of Michigan, come to find out that from the payments they get from their customers, their patients, maybe patients, all this money that's collected by the insurance company, only 30% was ever paid out in direct medical care or associated cost. 70% of that profit went right into their pocket. And the funny thing about this is, several years ago, as a matter of fact, let me see if I can remember correctly here, it was in Oklahoma. Doctors, surgeons, anesthesiologists, the specialists, they got pissed off. They were tired of what Oklahoma was doing. They got tired of the system, the scam that the insurance companies were doing, the high cost of medical insurance, and on it goes. Well, these guys broke away, built their own facility, and what it was basically a walk-in clinic. And that very same operation for an ACL, now remember, you know, we're talking at least 25 years apart here. 30 years ago, it was $30,000. These guys, the last price I checked 4 or 5 years ago, to do an ACL replacement, same thing they did at the hospitals, was a whopping $8,000. Here was the catch. Don't give me your insurance card. Give us cash.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, it has worked out famously. These guys said, you know what? The hell with you. And so now we're morphing into a system. Have you guys noticed, Ben and Al, have you noticed? This is rather strange, and I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I mean, because I know better. But every industrialized nation, especially the people that are dealing in the funny money, have the international bankster gangsters with their grip around the nation's throats, literally. We have gun bans. We got national health care. They're signed on to the Kyoto Treaty for global warming. And none of that has happened yet in the United States. None of this. They're trying. A lot of people don't even realize with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and we have the Republicans demanding that, well, we need to pass health care. Well, we got to dump the Obamacare and give you Obama light, which isn't really light. My point here is we had a system of taking care of sick people in this country that didn't cost you an arm and a leg. Imagine going in for something unrelated and you walk out of the hospital minus an arm and a leg. Insurance companies, government, everybody's in on this fix, while the lobbyists have got like an ant trail to Washington, D.C. And they're the ones that are writing these damn bills. And it's nothing but a big giveaway to the insurance companies.
world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we are back. Folks, if you heard just Michael Rivero's voice there for a couple of minutes, we are still doing a pledge drive for the network. Al, were you aware of that?
Yes, I love that. I love that piece that he did. Every time it comes on my show, I kind of applaud him and try to add meat to that, but it's hard to beat. That's really a great message.
Well, and we started this pledge drive on Communist Day, May 1st. to raise $34,000 for the network, and it's taken 2.5 months. As of tomorrow, it'll be exactly 2.5 months, and we're still $6,000 short. And the whole idea was to do this in 1 month, but this is now drug on to 2.5 months. Folks, look, this is, like anything else, it's a choice. You can have the choice to inform yourself, get the unfettered news, get the real facts so you can make up your mind. This knowledge is power. Knowledge is even more powerful than the international bankers. And you have to think about that one for a second, but knowledge is power. How many out there now know that the number one enemy of the people has been the banks? Has been. All wars are banker wars, Mike Rivera always says. And it's absolutely true.
Yes.
So here we're in a situation where we're going against this tide, and it's strong. And they're equipped with all kinds of their borrowed money, which they keep. Isn't it strange? Every time the government goes into some, we're going to help you. We walk away with all the debt that we're saddled with. I mean, even the bailout of the bankers, the quantitative easing, you know, where that is squarely put on the taxpayer. We're supposedly to bail these banker bastards out. That has now been put on us as well. So, folks, it's been a very interesting ride for the last 9 years since the banking blow-up of 2008. And that was very that was simply one thing, their mortgage-backed securities and all the crap that they did behind that, to the tune of at least $1,000 trillion, quadrillion, and that's minimal. That's the minimal amount. Some people have put it as high as $1.4 quadrillion. These bankers, the middlemen that charge us interest on everything, then turn around and the government itself puts that debt on our, squarely on our shoulders. What's going on here? So it's been a tough fight. And by the way, several of the advertisers that I used to have on this program and on this network, somebody had been making phone calls to them. Well, you know, that's an anti-Semitic network. You know that you might get tagged and this might really hurt you. The phone calls have gone on and stripped advertisers right out of this network. So it's this cabal. They hate the truth. I mean, only liars hate the truth. Truth never hurt anybody except the liars and the deceivers. So, folks, we're in this pledge drive still. We're almost there. $6,000 short. Vin, write me a check.
Yeah.
Al, write me a check.
Okay.
Okay. In the mail?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, John, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Don't the broadcasters on RBN volunteer their time? Isn't that what we all do?
Yeah, that's the way the network was set up, that we do the trade out for their intellectual property and we give them the platform. Yes, sir.
And, you know, I really love being on RBN, and I wanted to thank you. I didn't thank you during the first hour, but I wanted to thank you for carrying our broadcast. It is so kind of you. It really is.
Well, and you know the history, you and I and Genesis and the network you're on right now. You know, I never got a call that said that, you know, you can't carry that program because the owner of the other network knows you and I are friends and have been for years. So,
well, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but is USA Prepares the only broadcast that is on two networks? I mean, ABC doesn't carry CBS.
Right? You're the only one.
I think that's correct. And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart
You wouldn't want to be on ABC anyhow. But folks, here again. We're $6,000 short of our goal, and we need the help. We sincerely need it. We have not, we have stuck by, Al, you and I were talking about this earlier. We have stuck to our guns, and I've literally had advertisers back out. But we're not going to change course, and we're not going to change our tune. The truth will be put across to you every single day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
By the way, your story, dated July 14 of this year, Parents' Rights of Informed Dissent, is posted on the network, republicbroadcasting.org. And quickly here, I just want to run through this. Last January, a close friend, a family relative, suffered a serious medical emergency requiring hospitalization. His condition was so critical, his kidney shut down. And while in the hospital, he was given extremely potent drugs in an attempt to stop life-threatening abnormal heartbeats. He had an arrhythmia. A week later, his wife received a letter from his cardiologist informing of the need to monitor his liver function via blood test after his release. The drug he was receiving that required monitoring, and how do you pronounce this, Al?
Amiodarone.
Amiodarone. Now, you researched the amiodarone online and were shocked by what you discovered. This yes. drug had been approved by the FDA without any clinical trials whatsoever. In fact, the FDA had issued an alert in 2005 warning that if it could cause severe, even lethal pulmonary or liver conditions, and that it could worsen the arrhythmias, it was being used to treat. Now, this relative, the cardiologist, had not disclosed these all-important facts to him or to you. The drug was continued even though his chest x-rays revealed that he had newly developed pulmonary infiltrates, a lowered oxygen saturation level, and was experiencing bouts of shortness of breath. When you informed the sick relative of these side effects, he discontinued that drug himself. Then in February, the same close family relative developed a post-surgical blood clot. His doctors asked him to choose... doctors asked him to choose a blood-thinning drug, and here are the choices he was given. They were written on a whiteboard in his hospital room. Doctor come in, wrote them down. Here's your three choices. Exaltero, and that's the FDA-approved in spite of proven fraudulent clinical trials. Eliquis, and again, FDA-approved in spite of proven fraudulent clinical test. And then Coumadin. So what they did, basically, by offering those three choices, the physician put both the decision and the liability on him. And the fact that Xarelto and Eliquis have been a common side effect of increasing creatinine, when his poorly functioning kidneys were already causing his level to be abnormally high. It was neither considered nor revealed. If his choice resulted in his death, it could be said that he was fully informed, which he had been not fully informed, and then he had consented and chosen and was therefore personally responsible for the outcome. Now, all of this info provided to him, let me rephrase that. As the info provided to him by his physician was sketchy at best, and he was in the hospital without access to detailed information about these drugs, you did the investigation for him. And after reviewing the information, he chose Coumadin, as it was the only one of the three with the antidote, vitamin K, and the only one without risk of increased damage to his already injured kidneys. Now, your relative took the Coumadin for 10 weeks. Fortunately, he had no new blood clots and no incidents of bleeding, and his creatinine level did not worsen. Now, while the American Hospital Association claims that all patients have the right to informed consent, what they don't disclose that the patient must inform himself of the benefits and risk prior to consenting or dissenting. Now, this lack of reliable information regarding treatment risk also occurs across the country when it comes to vaccines and their many potential, even life-threatening, adverse reactions. Now, your relative is recovering nicely because he exercised his patient right of informed dissent. However, he's no longer naive about physicians, the dangerous drugs they so casually prescribe, and their ignorance of contradictions and the side effects and or adverse reactions. He is now educating himself about the alternative ways to improve and maintain health. Here's the moral of the story. Is that Big Pharma profiteers now control A, clinical drug trials, B, the FDA approval process itself, C, the physician's belief as to what drugs are appropriate to prescribe to their patients, D, the standards of care and physicians are required to adhere to, and we must never forget that the Big Pharma has no fiduciary duty to do harm. Its only mandate is to generate profit. Many of these drugs, severe, even lethal, have adverse reactions. And physicians today are either naive or indifferent to this reality. Either way, they cannot be trusted to always act in the best interest of their patients. Now, I'm not going to bother with the rest of this, folks. If you want to read this, this is in the body of the story that Al Whitney did, and it is posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Go take a look at it, read the rest of it, and then pass this on to friends. These are people, folks, that have rolled up their sleeves and are doing the yeoman's work. It is just as simple for you to pass this information along. This is how the education process takes. I can't go to MSNBC or even Fox News to learn about this because they're too busy raking in profits from these drug manufacturers that the adverse effects are actually dangerous. One other thing I wanted to add here, and I don't, Vin, I don't know if Dr. Wallace is aware of this or Dr. Norm Shealy is aware of this, but the drug companies are now lobbying Congress to, and these drug commercials that everybody sees on television, you know, they had to tell you the bad side effects. And folks, if you've been paying attention to them while they play the nice background music, they'll tell you that this could cause death, severe this, adverse reaction that. Basically, what they're telling you is it could kill you. The drug manufacturers are lobbying Congress right now to do away with those public warnings.
That's correct. And the reason they're doing it is they're claiming that we don't read them. So since we don't read them, we don't need to know about it.
You know, and what else I discovered, John, when I went through all this, there was a great website that I went to, and it's called, apparently Obamacare required that drug cartels and device manufacturers reveal their payments to physicians and teaching hospitals. So there is a website, ProPublica. You can type in dollars for docs, and I did. You go to that website. And I looked up my relatives' doctors to see if they had taken any money. Well, they post on that website the results of the reportings for between, I think, the middle of 2013 to the middle of 2015, which was a two-year period. And lo and behold, what did I discover? The main electrophysiologist cardiologist took $23,000 from either drug or device companies in that period of time. And the vascular guy who gave my relative the choice of the three anticoagulants took in $65,000 in that two-year period of time. Virtually all my relatives' doctors were listed and took in thousands of dollars from either big pharma or device companies.
Well, they need that money to pay their expensive health and medical insurance now. I'm sure there's a reason why they're doing it. But, you know, this whole thing, guys, is turned upside down and popped inside out. We have the government trying to manage health care. I think they've demonstrated what a wonderful job they've done through the VA, which, by the way, Donald J. Trump, President Trump, has fired 500 of these guys, and another 200 are on notice. He is doing what he said he was going to do with the VA to clean this thing up. But yep, here they are, guys, trying to give us national health care, and the only thing that this benefits directly is the lobbyists are getting paid well to go bribe our Congress critters up there in Washington, D.C., to give us a national health care. And guys, we have been around long enough to know when the health system in this country worked. It was on a competitive field. Insurance companies were falling over themselves to try to get you signed up with them. You had choice. It was a free market exercise. That unto itself held the cost down. But the drug manufacturers and the insurance companies, they all send the lobbyists over to Washington, D.C., and then poof, you know, here. Yeah. Well, in face of this problem, which they created in the first damn place, here's our solution. And like anything else, it's going to cost tons more than it should.
Including your life,
if it was based on free market competitiveness for competing for the sick people. Okay, that's what hospitals did before. Even small, you guys can remember, even smaller towns, say 60, 70, 80,000 people, you'd have a minimum of two, maybe three, maybe four hospitals. And they would compete. How would they compete? By giving you the best treatment and service and price humanly possible. They were competing for business. That's how these hospitals always looked at it. Parts are parts. Ask any doctor. Parts is parts. You know, you bring in the broken stuff, we fix it, get you out the door, there you go.
You know what they do with this money, John? This particular hospital is a major, major hospital in Central Ohio. Huge, absolutely huge. It has an entryway that puts Las Vegas to shame. It has valet service. It has a lobby that is absolutely bigger than any football field I've ever seen. they hire a pianist to come in the evening and play the piano. I mean to tell you, it is all about the perception that this is an absolute fabulous place to be. They're spending their money creating a perception of, here you are, you're in the hospital, and the family begins to think, are we on a holiday? I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous, but all of that has to be paid for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm thinking as you're saying this, you know, Dr. Zorba meets Disneyland.
Yes.
I mean,
unbelievable. I could not believe it. In fact, in the intensive care, they have room service. You have to call for your food and order it from a menu, and then room service brings it up.
Wow. Vin, yes. That doesn't sound like any hospital you were ever in.
Absolutely not. The hospitals that I've seen, at least Mercyless Hospital in Springfield, Missouri, they'll let the elderly sit in urine for 7 hours while they neglect their patients. I've seen it.
I'll tell you what.
One thing is the lobby and the perception, but and as I told you, when you look at the real patient care, I mean the real care, that's when things get really dicey. I mean, then it becomes actually dangerous if you don't know what you're doing and you're not paying attention.
Well, and you know, what has occurred to me, and I'm not a medical doctor. I did not go to medical school. Steve Elkins, he's a nurse, male nurse, very smart guy. He's subbed for me on my program before. He knows the game, and he is ever diligent. I mean, he's one of these high wire acts. You know, he works the ICU, and you got to be on your toes. And Al, you know this. You know, you work ICU. You better know your stuff, because the doctors have been relying more and more on the knowledge of the registered nurses in there, because the doctors, they have their hands full as it is, and a lot of these duties that used to be with the doctor and his decision to make are now pushed off on the RNs.
But the RNs don't know the medications any better than the doctors do. That's why I'm saying it's going to be up to us to inform ourselves.
Well, and there's something else. There is a, and it's a cross between an arrogance and laziness. You know, doctors, if they didn't know, they would park their pride and they would go to a couple other doctors and they'd do a diagnosis differential on the patient. That is happening less and less. So you're relying on one guy and his infinite wisdom, if he has the time, if the hospital's making enough money out of your little stay there, if the insurance company's going to pay off, all these little things come into consideration. Now, I'm not painting all doctors as such.
Well, you probably should, because now they brought in electronic records. So they type in all of this stuff in their computers, and the computer does its analysis and spits back what it is they should order. So people don't realize.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there a problem with computers, guys? Vinny, you know this one. When there were no operating systems, you had to do your own programming, garbage in, garbage out.
It's still true.
It's still true. let me put out your guys' information here before we run out of time today. Parents, why? This is a long address. Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines.
.net
or anticorruptionsociety.com. And if you'd like to email Al Whitney here, nomorecorruption@wowway, I'll spell that, .com, WOWWAW.com. nomorecorruption@wowway.com. And your program is on this network. And you're on Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 9 p.m. Central. And Vin, you still got your website up?
Yep.
Yes, usapreparers.com, USAPREPARES.com.
And
email is Vincent, VINCENT, at USAPreparers.com.
All righty. And your program, again, is on Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. And for you people in the East, that's 7 to 9. So you'll be able, you know, before you shuffle off to work, you can catch his program as well. And if not, guess what? He's archived as well on the network. A lot of people claim that, you know, this happened, that happened, my schedule's busy, this, that, and the other. That's why we have archives, folks, that at your own convenience, when you want to settle in, you want to get informed, you want to get edumacated, that we have a service that we used to charge for. We used to charge $5.99 a month for doing this, and it's now free. So, folks, you know, help us all out here. Let's keep this thing going. I've had such a wonderful time talking to two other people that's on this network. I don't want to quit, you know, because it's such a joy to have good, earnest, roll-your-sleeve-up, you know, fighting people that are out there every single day. They're not doing this for their ego, and you're sure as hell not doing it because you're making any money.
That's true.
You know,
John, I was thinking, I'm looking to the right in the studio in our home here at the farm, and there's a shortwave, actually it's a ham radio rig, and that's the same ham radio rig that I used when I was in Virginia before I became a broadcaster. And you have taught us so much over the years, and you're the guy responsible for me being on the air, because I listened to you, I learned so much, and I joined the ranks. So I really want to thank you.
Well, and Vin, you know, and a lot of people don't know that. A lot of friends that I had have died. you scared the living crap out of me. You almost kicked off. If it wouldn't have been for Norm Shealy, mm-hmm. Riding shotgun on this thing, watching over your shoulder, you were hospitalized. I mean, literally, you damn near died. And I told you, I said, you know, if you ever die on me, I'm, you know, when I die, I'm going to haunt you forever. Don't you do that. Don't do that.
Well, I appreciate that, John. I really do.
Well, he used to have a program, folks, in Springfield, Missouri on KWTO. And he had the old standbys, the Rush Limbaughs and all that other. Well, when Vinny would do a show, and he did that Monday through Friday, guess what? His ratings beat the crap out of all those other established guys. So I just want you to recognize that, you know, this isn't his first time at the rodeo. He's done this commercially. The station was making a lot of money off of you. As a matter of fact, the sales reps at that station were absolutely giddy about you. Well, what do you mean Vinny's got better numbers than Rush Limbaugh? Oh, I got something else I can sell here? And they would go out, and then they'd start taking time away from your program because they were selling more time. They had to take it from you because they were making money off of it. Well, as the world goes. But here, folks, this is a direct exchange for intellectual property of the talk show host. And if you notice, the schedule is fairly stable. I mean, we've had talk show hosts come and go on this network, most assuredly. But take a look at the lineup. Take a look at who we have on this network. All these people are doing this because they want people to be educated. Power, you know, knowledge is seriously, that is power. And they're there every single day without fail to give you that. So help us do our job. Call the network right now. Are you moved by any of this? Are you? Good. Call the network, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Don't hit extension 2 or 1. That's the secretary. She's not here. She's got jury duty this week. Make a donation. Make a generous donation. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. We made this as easy as falling off a log. Hit the donate button right underneath the banner that says, because you can't handle the truth, real news, real talk, real people, there's a donate button. Hit that. That'll take you to the PayPal page, and you do not have to be a member of PayPal in order to do this. You can make a donation to the network using a myriad of other credit cards that we don't take and run through our credit card machine here. Diners Club, I don't care what you got, American Express, you don't have to join. Make a good donation, and then consider doing a monthly donation. It will be automatically deducted. Folks, you need us, and we need you. We're all in this together. I know this for sure. Patrick Henry had it right. They're either going to hang us separately, or they're going to hang us all together. Doesn't matter. They still want to hang you. And we got to hang together. We got to stick together. The RBN family out there, Vin, I can't tell you how over the years, I can't tell you how many people, and I'm talking, Al, I'm talking medical doctors, I'm talking lawyers, military people, doesn't matter. We have had we have had so many people from a cross section of America in station. You know, it didn't matter who they're making $1 million a year or making $10,000 a year. There was something here for everybody. They came and they listened and they learned. And that's been the whole objective to this network. And by the way, Al, as I was talking to you earlier, we have not compromised the integrity of this network by telling you people the truth. I'm done.
And I'm appreciative. That's why I'm so pleased to be on this network, John, because you've been brave, you've been bold, you haven't compromised for all these years, and I wish I could say that about other networks, but I can't.
Well, and I can't either. My biggest problem, and Vin, have you noticed that other networks have gone the Sharia law, Islamophobia, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh my God.
I'd like to ask a question of Al Whitney.
Yeah.
Al, we've never met, but, you know, I can tell you when I was on a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, that I'd get counseled. They'd call me into the front office and they'd say, you know, it would be really good radio. It'd be good if you didn't talk about these things. And you know, it would be really good if you talked about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. And, you know, I wasn't interested in that. And that was guidance. I didn't realize it was guidance. what they're really saying is, hey, Vinny, knock it off. And here's the question I have for you. Let me make the statement first. John Stadtmiller has never, not once, not even approached or even come close to guiding me, counseling me, suggesting what I talk about. It's never happened. Not once. And that's what RBN brings to the table. Absolute, total freedom, except there's, you know, unwritten code of conduct that, you know, there's certain things that we won't do, meaning we won't swear and, you know, violate FCC guidelines, and we will be ladies and gentlemen, and we will have facts and good information. I mean, that's understood. It's never been discussed. It's understood. Would you say the same is true for you? You've never been told what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and what not to say?
That's absolutely true. In fact, periodically, every few weeks, I get a chance to talk personally with John and share thoughts and ideas. And if I'm sharing something that he wasn't very familiar with, that he thinks the listeners might want to hear about, he just always very nicely invites me on his show to share it. And that's just great.
Yeah. And this is, guys, this is truly about the dissemination of information. It's not about personages. It's not about ego. It's not about any of that stuff. This is about our country. This is about you being fully informed. That's what this is about. So keep the bus rolling down the road here, folks. Make a donation today. Go to the website republicbroadcasting.org or call into the network right now. Has any of this moved you whatsoever? 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Show your appreciation by way of a good donation to the network. We're 6,000 bucks short. We've got to get there, get this out of the way so we can get on with things. Well, guys, there's the end of 2 hours. Vince Finelli, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate you, buddy. Love you.
Love you too, John.
Al Whitney, keep plugging away. Keep swinging.
Thanks, John.
All right, and thank you all for being here on this Friday. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Until then, the only thing that came in my head is Rancho Cucamonga. Thanks for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program.
Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.